Well, the weekend it is. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. This hour is brought to you by Terminder. And if you're not familiar with Terminder, get familiar with it. It is a fabric glue. And I kid you not, torn jeans, torn fabric on a coat, awning, furniture, Terminder will put it back together. And it is a product that's been around a long time, and it works great. Terminder.com, you can find a dealer and also order it online if you care to. And a good thing to have in the utility drawer at your home. I always call it like construction adhesive for fabric. Terminder.com. Our phone number as we get rolling here is 800-823-8255. I do want to thank Andre for joining us again. Always a fascinating conversation when we get together and talk about indoor air quality, moistures, molds, asthma, and allergies. And I've got more to add, but your calls are most important, so dial us up. Again, it's 800-823-8255.
And that podcast will be up in about a half an hour, by the way.
That podcast in about a half hour if you missed it.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Let's get to Fred. Fred, welcome.
Hang on, I got to fix something since we lost connection there.
Okay. Yeah, we had a little connection issue at the top of the hour.
All right,
we should
be good
break. Now we'll get to Fred. Fred, you there?
Hey, Gary, how you doing there?
Doing good.
Great. Thank you. Well, I got a question for you. Look, I'm going to sell my house, but the roof had some issues with the water coming through the roof one time, mm-hmm. and then in the family room, whoever owned the house before, evidently, they overflowed the toilet, and it's kind of wavy gravy in some places. I want to fix that. So what kind of plaster would I use for the ceiling? It'll stay up there and do the job.
Well, let me ask a couple questions. Is it plaster or is it drywall?
It's plaster. The house was built in 1961.
Okay. So when you say it's wavy, is the plaster pulling away from the lath?
I don't know. It was so messy. I just put it all down there. I put a piece of drywall up there, and I need to coat it with a plaster for one thing. And
okay,
the other thing is water came through the roof, and it's in the kitchen here.
Okay, so you took the plaster down and you hung drywall up, so now there's drywall up there, correct?
Partially, yeah, like about a 2x3 sheet or something like that effect.
Mm-hmm. So your question is, can you use a topping compound over the drywall to blend it into the plaster?
Yeah, I want something that will work there, will blend in, and it'll stay up there when I apply it up there instead of having gravity take it down.
Well, yeah, plaster. Well, you'll have to put thin coatings on there to build it up. How big of a step do we have?
How big of a what? The place?
Yeah, how big of a step do we have between the drywall and the plaster? Is it pretty much level, or is there a quarter inch, or what?
Yeah, there's probably about, I'm guessing maybe a half inch at most.
That's a pretty big step, yeah. So you're not going to be able to just lather up a big half inch of topping compound up there and have it stay.
I understand.
Yeah, so you're going to have to do multiple coats of it. I mean, it'll stay up there. You can't put a half inch up there. So what I would do is just start the process of, you know, putting down, you know, an eighth of an inch, 3/16 of an inch, letting it dry, lightly sand, come back and do another recoat, and just build it back up.
Right. And I saw like four or five different kind of plasters at Home Depot.
Yeah.
That's
where I was going next. So don't get the pre-mixed topping compound. Okay, what you want is something like Durabond or Durarock, and it's a powder that's mixed with water, and it doesn't just dry, it cures. So you'll have like Durabond 90, Durabond 45, that's the time for curing. So you don't have to wait like a day, okay? You mix this up, it's got a little bit more ability to get it up, get it to stay, get it to cure. Sand and rebuild. And then maybe your last bit would be a fine pre-mixed topping compound. But, you know, get the Durabond, I'd say curing time, 40 minutes, give you enough time to work with that.
45.
And,
they sell that everywhere, Durabond and
Durarock? Mm-hmm. Durarock, Durabond, yeah.
Which one do you like better?
It doesn't matter.
What about having somebody paint the ceilings? You know, any good painters that will paint the ceiling? That's all I need is paint the ceiling.
Well, I don't have a name for you, but yeah, you know, once you get that up there, you get it primed, and then you put your finish coat on top of it.
What kind of paint do you use for the ceiling?
There's a ceiling paint.
Oh, is there?
There's a ceiling paint. A non-glare white is usually what a ceiling paint is. It's not pure white. It's a just slightly tinted to a blue, believe it or not. People don't see blue in a ceiling, but it's a ceiling white paint. Yeah, so a good primer, a drywall primer, a topping primer, put that on there, and then a ceiling paint on top of that, and you'll be good to go.
So prime it and then put the paint on, or is there a paint that has the primer in?
There is a paint that has a primer in it, but I would prime that topping in that Durabond. I would use a straight primer on that first. And then, yeah, it'll just seal it up a little better.
All right. Fabulous, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck to you. Take care. All right. Our phone number is 800-823-8255, 800-823-8255. And just kind of following up what Andre is talking about when we were talking about moisture in homes and how much moisture we really have in our homes. Remember, if you have mold, there's a moisture issue in that house. There's a ventilation issue in that house. Mold can't grow unless there's an abundance of moisture, whether it's just humidity, whether it's a leak that's gone undetected, and you just cannot ignore that. And that's where the whole ventilation becomes so important. I talk about all the time about having the proper humidity inside our homes. And in the wintertime, and we're slowly coming out of that, you want it around 40%. Now, it will creep up in the spring and summer. It'll get up to about 50%. You really don't want it any higher than that in the home. If you do, and you've got good ventilation in the home, you might have to add a dehumidifier in it. Just because of the humidity levels and the warm temperatures, it all comes into play. But we got to keep that under control, and really under control, you know, wood furniture, wood flooring, and then we got the whole drywall issue. We've had melting snow. Today we got rains in a lot of parts of the country. And we're probably going to find some leaks that have occurred, water that is penetrated the roof or the stack seals and all of a sudden wetted the drywall or plaster and the stain shows up. Really ideal to get to the source of that and correct that. And just don't paint over and make the stain go away. You'll feel good about it, but you haven't solved the problem. That could then end up into mold and mildew issues and ruined insulation and more mold and mildew issues. So I always say that moisture is the number one enemy of your home, and that's very, very true. And once it shows its ugly head inside your home, you got to address that issue. All right, our phone number is 800-823-8255. By the way, if you've been trying to call in, we do have a couple lines that are open now. It's 800-823-8255. Quick break, back to you. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Time to get your hands dirty with Gary Sullivan. Give him a call at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
I know many of you want to use your basement for living space, but the air down there is not healthy to breathe. Controlled ventilation's the answer. I had an Easy Breathe ventilation system installed in my finished basement years ago, and we noticed the difference right away. Finished basements are perfect for a home office, a gym, a rec room, and it's a great investment. Step one, get rid of that stagnant, musty odor. Call the Easy Breathe Healthy Home Experts today. It's an easy project, installation just a few hours. 866-822-7328, easybreathe.com.
Now there's an easier way to clean your shower without all the fuss. Wet and forget shower. Just spray today and rinse clean tomorrow. It's that simple. Use once a week to clean and prevent the buildup of soap scum and everyday shower grime. There's no wiping or scrubbing. Wet and forget shower's gentle bleach-free formula leaves your bathroom with a soft vanilla scent. Who knew cleaning your shower could be so easy? Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget shower at Lowe's, Home Depot, or Menards.
All right, here's a question. What can make your winter easier to deal with? The answer is Blaster Industrial Strength Silicone Lubricant. It's perfect for snow shovels and snow blowers to keep snow from sticking and clogging. You can use it on your car door and window gaskets to keep them from sticking. And hey, sleds go super fast, too. It reduces friction while preventing rust. Enjoy this winter. Grab a can of Blaster Industrial Strength Silicone Lubricant at home, auto, or hardware stores near you. And always use Blaster products and work it like a pro.
If some of the projects on your to-do list include removing old paint from furniture, doors, or molding, you probably think that's a hazardous, messy job. But it's not with Blue Bear products. They're safe, effective, and affordable. I use Blue Bear Paint Stripper with Safenol. It easily removes multiple layers of paint, all while being even safer than ever. Formulated without harmful chemicals, it gets the job done while being low odor and non-caustic. Blue Bear Paint Stripper with Safenol, now available at participating Ace True Value and Do It Best store.
All right, back at it we go. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, you're at home with Gary Sullivan, kind of getting it done on the weekend. And let's get back to the phones here, talking a little home improvement. Dave, welcome.
Hi. I recently bought some hair dye, and I put the bag on the floor in my house. Later on, I accidentally put something heavy on top of the bag containing the hair dye, and it was squished, and the dye spread onto the varnished wooden floor. Mm-hmm. Is there a product I can use to remove all or part of the stain on the floor, or should I get the floor redone?
Well, I think you're going to have to do something in terms of getting it redone. I don't really know. That urethane or that varnish on that floor should have protected the wood. I mean, did this hair dye penetrate in just the seams, or is it right in the middle of the board, or what?
It penetrated. It looks like it penetrated the seams.
So it's just in the seams. It's not in necessarily the center of the board or anything.
Okay. I could go right to the spot and look right now.
Yeah, I think one of the things to get hair dye off, you might try some peroxide, or you might call the manufacturer of the dye itself and see if there's a remover for that. But you can get, I'm not talking about peroxide you get in a drugstore, but maybe like a beauty shop supply store may have a higher grade of peroxide, probably somewhere around the 15% level. And using a 15% solution of peroxide would, I think, remove that stain. To be sure, the only other suggestion I would have would be call the manufacturer. They have usually the number of their technical services on the package, and call them and, get their opinion on it. But again, that varnish, that urethane that's on that wood should protect it to a degree to keep it from saturating into the wood. If that varnish or urethane was worn off or something, it would certainly penetrate into the wood, and then you may look at sanding and refinishing the floor. But first, I would try the peroxide or calling the manufacturer. All right, Dave, thanks. Jim, welcome.
I've looked at some prices on installing a water heater, tankless.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What about the Norwich that you used to talk about? Is that a do-it-yourself project?
Not really. Most of the tankless, I do recommend that people go ahead and have a plumber go ahead and install them, just so they can just check some of the things, even in terms of gas pressures and different things, to make sure it's going to function fine. But the Norwich is a fine, tankless type water heater. They've become a little bit more complicated over the years, just to produce the amount of volume of water that people are demanding from a tankless. I'd say Norwich, Rheem. Let's see, what's another good one? Renai, Those are all good ones I'd take a look at, but I really would recommend a certified plumber putting them in, Jim.
I'm looking at $5,000 to $10,000 to do it.
Well, I understand that.
That's quite expensive over the price of just a standard one.
Right. So there's benefits. I mean, you don't have to put in a tankless one. How many people you got living in the house?
I'm just myself, and my water is all centralized. My kitchen and bathroom are back-to-back, and downstairs I have a bathroom and a washroom, and it's right below it. Everything's real close.
Yeah. And what's the Nortz one you're looking at, around $2,500?
About
uninstalled.
Well, they've run a little over $1,000, but all the labor adds up to $5,000.
Well, do you feel confident enough to put it in yourself?
I think I could do most every bit of it.
Okay. Well, you know, it's always one of the hardest questions I have, Jim, is when somebody calls me up and says, "Do you think I can do that?" And you and I have never met.
And I'm wondering how I can get the price down.
Well, I don't know if you're going to get the price down.
Oh, high priced.
Yeah. I don't know if you're going to get
the price. A day's work with a plumber shouldn't run that much, should it?
Well, I can tell you that the tankless water heaters are usually at least double to triple what a tank-type water heater would be. So, I mean, you know, if you can find a better deal at it, fine. I can't lead you in that direction. I don't know where you're going to get a better price on it. I'm sure you've tried. Where are you shopping? Are you shopping at a plumbing supply, a
big box store?
Big box stores
and
plumbing. Yeah, it kind of is what it is, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
All righty?
All right. Say, I had another question.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Bruce floor, wood floor in my entryway.
Yes.
There's a soft spot in there. It's on OSB, glued to OSB. Is that hard to remove?
What do you want to remove? The wood floor?
Remove the entire floor.
Glued
to OSB.
So you're gonna tear the wood floor up and then replace the OSB?
Yes. No. Well whatever. Not the OSB, but the wood, the glue, glued down floor, Bruce.
Well, I've removed it before. It can be a challenge. It's not impossible. You get a big floor scraper. I think sometimes an icebreaker works as good as anything, and just start, leveraging it and chiseling it and cutting it and removing it. It's not a walk in the park if it's glued down each strand and it's on. Is that OSB board getting soft? Is that the whole issue?
Glue has come loose on the wood floor.
Mm-hmm. Is it also nailed or is it all glued?
It's all glued.
It's all glued. Yeah. Well, you're going to have to get that up. There's no easy way. It's all mechanical. You're just going to physically remove it.
Okay.
All righty?
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks, Jim. Yeah. I had a wood floor in a basement on a concrete slab that had to be removed. Is it fun? No. You can do it, though. There's no magic trick to it. There is a floor removing. You can remove asphalt tile, you can remove ceramic tile, you can remove some wood floors, and it's basically a motorized device with a big chisel plate in the front. So that's another option. All right, Helen and Diana, sit tight. If you'd like to join us, it's 800-823-8255. We'll continue. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Home Improvement 101 with Gary Sullivan. Every weekend, classes begin at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Does your jetted bathtub or hot tub spit out specks of brownish black gunk? Well, it could be biofilm, a slime formation in the plumbing that can harbor nasty bacteria. Awesome provides a complete colonoscopy that ends this nightmare. Awesome is safe, works fast, is effective, and septic safe. If you got a smelly washer or dishwasher, just a pinch of the gel does the job. Get Awesome at select dealers or at your favorite online retailer. Get it clean. Keep it clean. Get Awesome. That's AHHSOME. Gary Sullivan here to tell you about my favorite decking, Decorator's Voyage. And I'm telling you, nothing compares to this stuff. Decorator's Voyage decking is a mineral-based composite, which means it's one of the strongest, most versatile decking products on the market. Voyage decking looks like beautiful vertical grain hardwood flooring for outdoor living and features enhanced traction. Voyage has 34% or better surface traction than other leading cap composites, even in wet conditions. You can't beat that. Find a dealer near you at decorators.com. That's decorators with a K.
Hey, take a look around your house and see what you can freshen up. Ugly countertops, old tile, linoleum floors. It's really easy with Spreadstone by Deich Coatings. It's a roll-on coating that'll give you the beautiful look of stone in a weekend. I've been recommending it for years, and try the new Polish Clear Finish. It's a beautiful glossy coating for new or existing Deich countertops, and it's super tough and resistant to hot pans and stains. Order today at DAICHCoatings.com.
Listen, if you struggle with cleaning your windows, I have the answer. Ettore squeegees. That's right. The right tools make a big difference in your window cleaning job. Ettore squeegees is the original squeegee and the number one choice of professional window cleaners. So don't waste your time with cheap squeegees or costly paper towels. Get a streak-free job the way the pros do. The professional-grade rubber blade is replaceable, and that makes a big difference. Learn more at Ettore.com. Available at Amazon and hardware stores near you.
All right, back at it we go, 33 minutes after the top of the hour. By the way, our friend Andre Lacroix, who was our guest about indoor air quality, that podcast is available. If you go to the iHeart app, it is free. You go to podcasts, it's At Home with Gary Sullivan. You'll see that listed as indoor air quality. And learn a little bit about making your home a little bit more healthy. And he was talking about some of the new studies. I've been using, you know, the indoor air quality about 3 to 5 times worse than outdoor air quality. He's saying some of the new studies are up around 100 times. That's crazy, isn't it? But when you think about the off-gassing your car and you got a garage, if you're thinking about a crawl space and all the gunk we got down there, I mean, it's possible. If you don't have good ventilation, it's definitely possible. All right, you got the phone number. Let's get back to the phone calls. And Diana, welcome.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, far away.
Okay. My son-in-law was putting some electrical outlets in my basement. It's unfinished, but it had panels of fiberglass insulation there. Well, when he pulled those out, we found mold. Mm-hmm. And at first we thought it was coming through the basement windows, but after looking at it more, it's all the way around. Now, there's not dirt there because it's a walkout basement. It's for it's a walkout.
Okay.
So any ideas where this could be coming from? Let me tell you this first. He thought maybe it might be coming under the siding because he said the people that put the siding on evidently didn't do a great job because there's nails that are in there that really do not go into the tubifores.
Mm-hmm.
So he's thinking maybe that might have caused it, but we're not sure where to go to fix this.
Okay, so let me make sure I got the picture right. Unfinished basement, correct?
Right.
And where was the insulation?
It's in between the tubifores.
So there are 2x4s up,
yeah.
And we've got insulation pressed in there. And is it covered in plastic at that point or anything? Or?
No.
Is there paper facing on that?
Yes,
insulation?
Paper facing. Yes.
And that is facing which way?
The outside.
It's facing, so the paper is right up against the concrete?
No, it's the other way around.
Okay, so the
paper
is facing the, quote, living quarters.
Yes.
Or the inside part of the house.
Yes.
And when he pulls that out, the backside of that insulation is wet and moldy?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, that paper, and this is above grade, right? This isn't below grade.
Well, it's probably builder's grade, whatever that is.
No, I meant below the soil line.
Yes, because it's a walkout. There's no soil line right there at all.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know if this is important or not, but there is a deck over part of it, but there's mold other places too. No window, no deck, no nothing there. Just
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's concrete.
Well, my guess is this is what's happening. I'm going to bet you that it does not have to do with the siding. But what's happening, I don't know if you caught the interview with Andre when we were talking about indoor air quality and moisture and mold.
Not that part of it. I got in later on.
Okay. So one of the quotes he had, in fact, I wrote it down. I'm looking for it. It was talking about how much moisture comes through a concrete wall.
I did hear that.
Okay. It was gallons of water.
Right.
It's like 13. It's like at least 13 gallons of water vapor come through that wall. The insulation you have on there is insulation with a vapor barrier. That's what that paper is. And what that means is water vapor is going through that concrete wall. It's going through that insulation, and it's hitting that paper vapor barrier. It blocks water vapor. So if it's blocking the water vapor behind that piece of paper and insulation, where does that vapor, water vapor go? It stays right there.
Okay.
And it starts getting moist back there. And remember, there's mold spores everywhere. And there's dust and dirt. So we got organic material and mold grows. It's really prevalent on a basement wall where it is below the soil line. This particular case is not above the soil line, but we still have that same issue.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, what I would do, I would cut the vapor barrier. I would take a box knife. Well, see, I don't know how bad all that insulation is behind there. I'm not real excited about telling you to replace it all, but if it's all moldy, you might want to consider that.
Well, that's my consideration. I want to do whatever it takes to fix it.
Yeah, I'd put insulation in there without a vapor barrier. That's what I would do.
Okay.
Okay, so you can do one or two things. If there was no mold in there and you were just building that, I would tell you to put just vats of fiberglass up. No plastic, no paper, just vats of fiberglass up. If you said, well, that paper makes it all so convenient, I can just staple gun it right to the studs, I'd tell you to take a box knife and put slits through the vapor barrier so it can breathe. Let the water vapor come into the basement, and then if you have to control it with a dehumidifier, so be it.
Okay.
Or through an easy breathe and exchange the air, so be it. But I think that's what's going on. Now, the way you can tell that is if you take out a piece of that insulation and take some duct tape and a piece of plastic, just like a drop cloth plastic, maybe an 18-inch by 18-inch sheet, and tape it on that concrete wall and leave it there for a week and see if you get any water droplets forming between that concrete wall and that piece of plastic. My guess is you will. And that is the source of the moisture. It's coming right through that wall.
Okay. Okay. So probably my best bet at this point is to put something over and stop the mold, replace the insulation. What kind of insulation should I put in there?
Well, that's what I said. Just a batting of fiberglass insulation would be fine.
Okay.
Or you can get something called Roxol, which is a panel. It's a breathable insulating panel. That's another thing you can use. But you just don't want to put a vapor barrier down there in a basement. You just...
Will you spell Roxul?
It's R-O-X-U-L.
Okay, R-O-X-U-L. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But you want that water vapor. I know this sounds counterproductive. You want it to come into the basement. And
right.
Yes, it might start smelling moldy. It might start smelling wet. And if you got that much of it, then you're going to have to get a dehumidifier and control it that way. But you don't want to trap it back there behind the wall, because that's
okay.
Exactly what you're going to get.
Hey, you've been a great help. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Thanks.
Have a great
Take
day.
Care.
Mm, bye now.
You do the same. Again, it's really about control, and this is a classic example. Helen, welcome.
Thank you, Gary.
Yes.
I have a question about which should come first in replacing a bad driveway or the deck. The deck is 8x24, and the 8-inch goes right up to the front step. There's one step with a cement slab under it, and then the rest of the 8 feet, the driveway, goes right up to. And the cement slab slants towards the foundation because it's old.
Mm-hmm.
So which comes first, the driveway or the deck, as far as replacement?
I'm having a little hard time visualizing. Would it really matter?
Good. That's the best answer I could ask for.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it really matters.
Okay.
Unless you do that driveway and then you can't assess the area to build the deck.
No, it would be an exact replacement of the deck.
So they're kind of two separate functions, right?
Yes, with the driveway, and then I walk up the one step onto the deck and into my kitchen.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it matters.
Okay, good.
I really don't think it matters.
Thank you.
Is the deck in, it's not dilapidated, is it? I mean, it's functional and safety.
Yes, that's why it needs replacement.
Yeah, okay. But, I mean, it's safe, right?
Right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's safe enough, but I plan to have it done in the spring.
Yep. I don't think it matters. If you want to wait to do the driveway next year, so be it. Get the deck up.
Okay.
Do
you think I could just replace the boards on the top and the railings? And it's 40 years old.
If it's 40 years old, that under part of the deck is probably pretty close to being compromised also.
Okay.
If you told me it's 10 or 15 years, yeah, you could do it. I mean,
okay.
It's possible, but, the lifespan of pressure-treated wood's between 35 and 50 years.
Oh, okay. So it is. I'm 77. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe it does have another 10 years.
Yep.
You never know.
You never know. You're right.
Okay.
All right, Helen.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
I have a kitchen floor that's the Italian porcelain tiles, and some of them are cracked, and I have extra tiles.
Uh-huh.
I don't have the matching grout. Would it be possible to hire somebody to replace the tiles for me and match up the grout somehow?
Sure.
Okay.
In fact, not only matching the grout, they have now even grout paint where they can go in and seal and paint all the grout so it can match if they can't find an exact match. The biggest question is why the tiles cracked.
Oh, I know why. The refrigerator pulling it out, and there was one nail sticking up. So it's the second time that particular tile cracked.
Okay. All right. Yeah, they'll be able to replace that. They'll just saw cut the grout, chisel out the tile. Make sure the underlayment's in good shape, remortar, set the tile, and, good to go. Matching the grout is a possibility, but you may end up painting it. And for folks that don't know that that's available, it's a really neat service.
Yes, it was when I had the floor done. It wasn't, it was already, you could pick your own color.
Yeah.
At that time, but I don't have the bag anymore. I don't know what color it was.
Yeah. Well, they'll be able to come close, and if it's still not right, you could have all that grout painted out.
Uh-huh.
It's got a warranty, I think, of about 15 years, and it'll seal it, and it'll be universal in color. So.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Can I sneak in one more quick question?
I'll tell you what, I'm way past my break, so I got to take the break.
Thank you, Helen.
Thank
you so much, Gary.
You're quite welcome. All right, break it is. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Roto-Rooter is rooting for you, whether you're a homeowner, landlord, or business owner. Hi, I'm Gary Selvin here for Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup. Roto-Rooter created the standard for safety during the pandemic by wearing PPE, face mask, and disposable gloves and boot covers. They also practice social distancing and sanitize touch points. It's no wonder Roto-Rooter has been in business for 85 years. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO or go to rotorooter.com. Jaws, the Just Add Water System, keeps your family safe. And as you start going out to your favorite businesses, there'll be more emphasis on disinfecting than ever before. Jaws hospital-grade disinfectant kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. It's non-streaking and safe on all hard surfaces. It's a cleaner and disinfectant all-in-one. Jaws reusable bottles and concentrated refill pods save you money, time, and space. So skip the empty store shelves. Jaws disinfectants available now at JawsCleans.com.
Well, I talk about a lot of products that can make your life easier, and here's one I use and love. It's called Tear Mender. Been around since 1932. It can hem jeans, repair tears in all types of materials on coats, pants, shirts, sweaters, and jackets. Anybody can use it. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and cushion furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home. It's kind of like construction adhesive for clothing. Tear Mender, available at Ace, Do It Best, True Value, Amazon, or find a store near you at tearmender.com. When you're sick, sometimes getting to the bathroom fast enough just isn't going to happen. One time or another, we've all been there. So now for the cleanup and getting rid of the odor. Odor Exit has a flu and body cleanup that works great. The magic made to clean up faster. The AQM helped us breathe better faster. I have Odor Exit products because they work, and you never know when you might need them. So be prepared and breathe easier. Visit odorexit.com. Odorexit.com. All right, back at it we go, 10 minutes before the top of the hour, at home with Gary Sullivan, taking your calls at 800-823-8255. And by the way, the podcast for our projects of the week, our podcast for each hour of the show, those are all available to you. And you can just get them right on the iHeart app, click podcast, at home with Gary Sullivan. And you can see a lineup of all the different podcasts we have for you. We do the show Saturday and Sunday, so if you miss one of the days and would like to pick it up during the course of the week, feel free to do so. All right, let's get to Brian. Brian, welcome.
Hey, Gary. How you doing?
Doing great. Doing great.
I had a question, and I think it was about 3 months ago. You talked, if I'm not crazy, you talked about a product that if you spread into, say you had a bottom of a rotten door jamb or something, that it actually hardened and made a little bit, you know, not talking about a big amount of rotten wood, but it actually hardened the the wood.
Yeah, yeah.
It's was called, that something that I'm crazy about? Or did
nope,
I hear
nope,
you correctly?
Nope. It's all part of... The company's name is Abitron. They make a lot of really good products, and their whole industry kind of came out of historic homes. So older homes, and they got a lot of wood rot. And the product you're talking about is called Liquid Wood. They make one called Liquid Wood and Wood Epox, which is an epoxy wood patch. And you could make a patch as big as a basketball, which is really unusual. But the Liquid Wood...
Yeah.
Can be put on soft, dry rotted, decaying wood, and it will harden it.
Yeah, it's just like a bottom of a door jamb. And then where my son just bought a house, I talked to you a couple of weeks ago about wallpaper remover, believe it or not. And the piston for the storm door has been, you know, pulled out and different things. There's nothing really wrong with it, but I just... It seemed like it was unnecessary to rip out the jam.
Yeah. So let me just kind of talk about that again. So at the bottom of a door jam, if it's just a little soft and you get that paint off or whatever sealant you have there and you put the liquid wood on there, it will harden that. It will harden that wood, and it could be sanded and repainted. If it was like the door part was rotted and the piston for the door closer was screwed in. What I would do is I would scrape out the rotted wood, put in the liquid wood to harden the base, and then patch it with the wood epoxy. The wood epoxy can be drilled and screwed and sanded and painted and stained and whatever. So, you know, one just firms it up, sometimes firms up the base, sometimes just firms the whole thing up. You can go from there. It's abitron.com is their website.
Abitron.com.
Yep, and it's wood epoxy and liquid wood.
Okay, and I also wanted to follow up on you have so many calls you probably don't remember, but I asked you about a product to remove wallpaper.
Uh-huh.
And I think you recommended Diff.
Diff. Yep.
And the best thing that happened was I got all the parts, got everything ready to go, and me and my son walked to the bathroom. He changes the color of the light bulb and says, "You know what? I'm going to leave it." It was the best day I had.
Yeah, I would say, man, I thought I was all about easy, but I think you got me there. That is, I love you, son.
It was great. I was like, the only thing I had to do was drive back to the store.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome. Yeah, but, you know, removing wallpaper, the best job is not removing wallpaper. No question about it.
Exactly. It was great. I thought you'd get a kick out of it.
Yep, that's a good one. Very good, Brian.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your program. I love it. I listen to it every weekend.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Take care. All right. That is a great deal. Let's get Ron here real quick. Ron, welcome.
Thank you, sir. Gary. Long time listener, first time caller. Mm-hmm. I'm having some difficulty with a water softener. Mm-hmm. It's been in our house for about 18 years as a Culligan.
Okay.
And it seems like it runs, if I have it on, it seems like the water runs and runs and runs for hours. And that seems a little wasteful to me. I have had Culligan come in maybe 8 months ago, and they replaced something, but the same thing is happening. So I'm not sure what I should do.
Before we run out of time, I would do this. I would call Culligan back again. I don't know what they replaced, but it sounds like a resin issue. In other words, when you flush that resin out, or you don't flush the resin out, but when you flush the hard water deposits out of the resins, you know, either that timer that's telling it to continue to go, or that resin isn't being washed out. It's probably near the end of its life. 20, 25 years for a water softener, 25 years is really stretching it. So if they have not replaced the resin, I'd get the resin replaced. And if it has been replaced, talk to them about the timer or what other issue you could be having, but it is getting near the end of the life of that water softener. All right, Ron, we'll continue on. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.